welcome to worship on this bright, sunny day on the Ardnamurchan Peninsula. Hopefully no rain today for a change. Thought we'd start in the garden today. Not a great deal to see at the moment, but huge potential. And in a few months, these boxes will be full of vegetables, and the fruit trees and bushes will be laden with fruit. This week, we are thinking about our own potential, how with the right care and nutrition, we can develop into the people God would have us be. Let us come close to God, as God comes close to us. Let us worship God.
Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Let's pray. Persistent God, as we gather together to worship you here in this online space, although we are apart, we are drawn together in your love. Grateful for that love. Grateful that you do not expect the finished, perfect article. You see in each person potential. You never give up on us. Just as a fig tree might look dormant, even dead, you see worth in each one of us, even when we fail to see it in ourselves. Patient Jesus, in you we see who God is, loving, kind. We come grateful for your example. Grateful too that in your life you reached out to people like us, not the powerful, not the mighty, but people in whom you saw the possibilities, people who gave us an insight into the kingdom and glimpses of what could be. Persevering spirit, always present, never distant, always nudging. We come grateful for your company in our lives, grateful too for the nudging and the cajoling, always pointing us in the right direction, even when we fail to follow. For you do not give up on us. You are ever at hand, always within reach. Persistent, patient, persevering God. For all the times we have failed to see in others what you see, failed to see the potential in ourselves, failed to acknowledge your presence in our lives, we're sorry. Lord, help us to see that you delight in us just as we are. Lord, hear our heartfelt prayer. We offer it. We offer our worship. We offer our lives to you, our God. Amen.
Invitation to the thirsty. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendour. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Repent or perish. Now, there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilise it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down."
A chance to change things. A second chance. What would that mean to you? What would you do which would be different? Throughout our lives, we make many decisions, and some have more implications than others. Some are simple choices, easy to make, while others are much more complex, more things to consider, more consequences. Travelling through life is like a journey, and our journey through life can be like any journey. It would be really helpful if we could have a map to look at, so that we know where we want to go and we can see where the junctions are and where we have to be ready to change. As we journey on, there are decisions to be made, which way to go, this way or that. There are junctions which gently diverge away from each other, and you must choose whether you're going to go to the left or the right. But basically, you're travelling in the same direction. Then there might be a T-junction where you've not got any option to go forward. You have to choose left or right. Much harder choice. Because if you choose the wrong one, you will be travelling further and further away from where you really want to be. And then there are crossroads where you could keep going in the direction in which you're going, or you can go left or right. And then there are roundabouts with many roads going off them to all different destinations. Have you ever started to go round a roundabout and you're looking for a particular exit and you're looking at all the names of the destinations or the road numbers, and you usually see the one you want just as you're going past it, or you're not in the right lane, somebody's blocking you. So you have to go all the way round the roundabout again and make sure this time that you're in the right lane to get off at the exit. You know which road you're looking for, and you make sure that you will not get it wrong this time. Well, these junctions allow us the opportunity to change direction of our travel normally, or keep going in the same direction. Looking back over your life's journey, you will see that you have had to make umpteen decisions, umpteen opportunities to change direction. Perhaps there is a junction, or maybe there is more than one, where you think, I turned the wrong way there. What difference would it have made to your life to go in a different direction to the way you are now, or where you are now? Would your life have been more fulfilling? Would you have been able to achieve more? Our reading from Luke is talking about a second chance for a fig tree which hasn't borne any fruit. It hasn't reached its full potential. Well, fig trees normally take 3 years to start and bear fruit, and if it doesn't after all that time, it's highly unlikely that it ever will. This tree had been given a great start in life and every opportunity to reach its potential. It had been planted in a favoured place, taking up precious space in a vineyard. It had been looked after and cared for, but in spite of all this, it had not produced any fruit. There was no point in keeping it just to look at. Best to get rid of it and free up the ground. It had taken sustenance from the ground all of its life, but had not produced anything, or it hadn't put anything back in, and it was unlikely to in the future after all this time. So the decision to chop it down made sense. Keeping it as a drain on the precious resource of soil, which could be used for more vines or another tree, made no sense. But the gardener pleaded with the owner to let the tree have another year, one more year. And in that year, he would nourish it and encourage it to become what it should have become. If by the next year it was still barren, then fair enough, chop it down. The offer to the tree of another chance to be productive, but with the threat that this was also its last chance. The owner agrees. He gives the tree another year. He gives the tree hope. But more than that, he gives the tree help from the gardener, nourishment from the soil, and attention. Life is precious. It is given to us by God for us to use to its fullest potential. And throughout our lives, we will take many a wrong turn. But unlike the tree, we are given many chances to turn around and go back to the junction or find a different route onto the right path. Not just a second chance. If you're used to driving with a sat-nav getting you to your destination, you'll be used to its instructions. If you make a wrong turn, it tells you to make a U-turn and to go back and get on the right road.
If you persist on that wrong road for any reason, it will eventually accept that you're not going to turn back, and then it will say recalculating and find a route which joins up with the right road and guides you to it. Our prompts from the Holy Spirit can be like that, trying to keep us on the right track, going in the right direction. But real life is not like that. It's not mapped out for us like our roadmaps. We don't necessarily know what our destination is. There is no path. We have to make our own path. And the only way that we can do that is by walking, one foot in front of the other. And in that time, we will be presented with many opportunities to use our lives usefully as we journey onwards. Not just taking from the world, but contributing to it. And it is by the grace of God, the prompts of the Holy Spirit, and the sacrifice of Jesus, that we can all enjoy a full, rewarding, and useful life.
Let's bring to God our prayers for others and for ourselves. Loving and gracious God, we bring to you now our prayers for the world and all its people. In a world where appearances mean so much, we're grateful that you see the potential in all of us. You are not restricted to worldly measures of success. You see the beauty in everything around you. We pray today for those who feel they have failed in love, in work, in life. Help them to see that even as a wizened fig tree has much to offer given time, so do they. We pray for those who are on the edge of giving up on love, on the world, on life. Help them to see that even as a wizened fig tree has fruit still to bear, so do they. We pray for those in power, that they might see that they are not expected to have all the answers all of the time, that others can help them, even those who might not share their political views. We pray for teachers and schools entrusted with educating our young people and enthusing them to learning. Help them to see potential in all our young people, not just those who excel in academic studies. We bring to you our prayers for all those places in our world torn apart by hatred, war, misunderstanding. We pray especially as war continues in Ukraine. We pray for all those fleeing from home. We pray for and give thanks for all those opening homes and wallets and hearts to help. We pray too for Russia and its people. For those who understand the wrongness, the evil of what is happening, give them the courage to speak out. And we pray for those perpetuating war. May they be touched by wisdom, by compassion, by love. Lord God, this is a beautiful world, and you made it for us to enjoy. May humanity begin to see the error of ways that lead to injustice, to war and to hatred. And may we usher in times of peace in our world, in our communities, in our lives, in ourselves. And so we pray for ourselves, that we might understand the scope of your love, from which no one is excluded. That we might understand that outward appearances mean nothing to you. It is what is inside each one of us that is important. Lord, hear our prayer. Hear every silent thought, every cry of the heart. We offer them all to you. Amen.
Let us dedicate our offering. God of all, we lay before you these our offerings. Accept them as tokens of our love. May they be used wisely and lead to all kinds of kingdom possibilities. Amen. And let us continue with the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen.
Oh, hear our prayer. your love we claim, knowing that our cry is heard. Come forgive our sin and heal our world.
Now we come towards the end of our time of worship, our time together. Go, be bold, be positive, be encouraging. Work for good, live for life, serve all humanity. And the God of love, life and hope will bless you today and every day. And the blessing of God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit be with us and all those facing conflict, danger and upheaval at this time. Father, keep them safe.
Of Tuesday afternoon conversations continues, and on Tuesday the 22nd of March my guest is the very Reverend Dr. John Chalmers, Chair of the Assembly Trustees of the Church of Scotland. And you are welcome to share in that conversation, 2 o'clock on Tuesday on Zoom. If you don't already have the link, then do be in touch. Details are at www.aksm.org.uk/FWS. And you'll get details there, including how to get the link. On the 29th of March, my guest is Michaela Foster Marsh, and she heads up the Star Child charity, working with the vulnerable in Uganda. And Michaela, among other things, is singer, songwriter. She has an amazing story to tell, punctuated with an awareness and the prompting of our wonderful God. So that's the 29th of March. And then into April, on the 5th of April, Susan Brown, the very Reverend Susan Brown, former moderator and currently working in the Borders as a worship advisor, and has had many significant roles within the Church of Scotland, and looking forward to conversation with her on the 5th. And then on the 12th, for the final Tuesday afternoon conversation in this series around faith, wisdom and spirituality, my guest will be Sally Foster Fulton, who heads up Christian Aid Scotland. She is a minister in the Church of Scotland and an author of many worship resources, and her conversation will conclude the series on the 12th. Details are at www.aksm.org.uk/FWS. For details of all that's happening on site and online around the linked parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Kingairloch and Morvern, do check out the website. We're also on Facebook and indeed on Twitter, and you can find out of all that is going on. God bless you all.